Guinevere, Hastings, 1066. He called me long-legged, like a statue, and I was swept, a wave-carved stone, a natural body of legs, and we were young and beautiful, then also married. So easy to fall in love, so hard to stay. But I did my weighty duty. If this duty is a woman's work, then Arthur demands his table laid, the drunken sot his glass half full, ballistic, bombastic, downplaying all the losses, dropping his archers on maps and planning corpses, as if, like Tostig, like Hardrada, the Normans would be next to flee his feared, his housecarls, his weakened forces. At night, he sobs. Lance called me long-legged, like a horse, and him, the fabled fighter, my knight. I leapt, as if diving into battle or fleeing from the hunt. An easy fuck. No more the solid weight of stone, the holding, the frozen beauty, and I not steady yet, still bounding. He saw me, long-legged, and marked me with the will to move. And Arthur, that old drunk, that hero lost inside his ale, that gorgeous man, that anxious child, the sword, still too long and all too weighty, the flighty soldier, all the men I loved and lost and loved again, but him and Lance, his almost brother, my almost man, the bitter I always knew, the wit, the misery, hate turned to poison and ate, the winter's cold, the outside's biting air, strength captivated, hardened, but he melted me to life. Do I run to him? Fleeing, freedom, the first air I breathe is mine, not I. I know a man. I speak the Welsh of my mother's family. I can ride a horse with grace. So I will go deep behind the lines and find my freedom on the ground where I was born. I owe them nothing. And myself? I owe myself the world. So I will leave. Percival, A.M., 1665. I knew that I was fleeing something gruesome, London pestilent, and I had a mission shaped of fear, and after me, the chains of people flood, but sucking at the blood of all the stragglers, pustulous, pustules all black and bloated, and after them came death. Not slick and slender swish, dark cloak and scythe, but the scrim of filthy oil on water, plague sucking at the light. And with me, a severed head, wrapped in layers of cloth, a lance, blood-shocked, blood-tipped, and wet with fleas, floating, carrying its deathly self, as if I were not quite real. So I crossed the peaks alone, great shining hills, and the world spread out below. I looked back at that scrim of oily water coating empty fields behind me, seeping through. I settled down towards Aeam, my severed head, my lance, my trail of death, my tiny village, my people, awaiting my arrival, unknowing, so self-sacrificing and small. Galahout, Los Angeles, 1985. And there, in the valley of death, in the forsaken Sodom of my people, the curse of our salt-slicked pillars, I learned that all there is love, alone. And I, the luckiest still alive to have felt this now, drenched, soaked in the light, him, Lance, his striking flesh, his bitter face, his inner warmth. I always knew myself second to none but her, his blazing desire for Guinevere, and me, his reckless poison. And I, young, eager, blooming in his love, I blossomed from his fierceness. These great wounds in their richest reds, roses blotted in blood and buried deep beneath my skin. I learned what it is to love my brother, to nurse an endless cough late at night, to gaze into the anxious eyes of my friends and be a stranger. In those yearning moments, my lungs too, growing pneumocystis, my endless pills, my back trim, my desire to be alive, I learned that I had only love, and that my brothers were all my people. There, after sickness swept New York, Fire Island, men in the fast lane, it came for us, our saunas, our white picket houses, our sense of desire. My loves, if this is it for our people, then please may some man, sometime far in the future, holding hands with another like him, like Lance and I, or all our brothers, see my grassy grave and say, there went men like us and love. Or is the future barren as the present, deep and empty, born with grace and left by death? Gawain, Teufelsberg, 1989. If I had thought I had my honour, mine, it wasn't much. I crossed the greying border, cycled, my papers clear. I, just one of many men, moving steadily past the gate between one Berlin and the other, somehow alike, and yet unalike. A different tone to the grey-paved streets, both the same and subtly different. That fear, each time, of betrayal catching at me. The guards with guns, this great game centred on one crossing of the line between the sides, between the spies. If I thought I had my honour, then one drink fewer, one lady fewer, one alluring temptation to blurt my secrets fewer. When put to the test, sir, I know I failed. Not for thumbscrews or for torture. I would carry those alone and laugh at pain and death. But for these eyes that spoke and softness. I, too long a lonely soldier, had thought my resistance to be stronger. But here, in this second reigning city, seen and watched by life itself. Sir, I gave her my address. She was young, vivacious. I refused to fuck, refused a kiss, kept my shining honour unimpeached. And then she asked, just to write a letter. And I agreed. No secret, I know that I was there. This dance of spies, we see each other, play the same long game, the cards, the same green papers. No secret, my address. They watch my flat at night, but sir, I failed for the temptation to feel desired and alive. Fisher King, Frensham, 2120. This boat replaced my legs, long ago. I never leave the water now, though my oars are green with algae and snare slowly through the sludge. The fish I catch and eat, still raw and wriggling, are long and thin, more fragile bone than flesh. I choose to stay amidst the water, not return to shore. My wound, my body, my failing land, the acid rain has drenched the trees and lakes. I will not be healed. My legs, my wound. Watch me turn away, Percival. His lance can make whole only me, but I am as hurt as the land is hurting, and I would rather die as the land itself is dying. But come the Grail to trade for the fairy's stolen cauldron, and then its devastation shall be healed. I shall stay like this, by choice, but not barren, bear daughters from my womb, my hidden wound, and lie offshore, and over days the land itself regrows, refreshes. Friend, there will be a place where we can start again. My wound, a badge. The land, not sore, but healing. Our love, not sore, but healing. Please, bring only the Holy Grail and yourself. Please, come to me alone and let us renew the world.